With Book Beat, I'm Don Swaim. Harry Newman is a Long Beach, California businessman, a successful developer of shopping centers. But Newman is also a poet who says he is flattered at being described as a business executive with a soul.
There are a lot of businessmen, actually, who have what you choose to call a soul, but who, because of social pressures and custom, simply don't feel comfortable talking about their personal feelings, their emotions.
Harry Newman's latest work is Behind Pinstripes, which follows his earlier books, Poems for Executives and Other Addicts, and Male Menopause and Other Cheerful Topics. Newman began writing as constant business travel took its toll.
My life really wasn't very fulfilling, and I began to express these feelings on airplanes, writing poetry.
Lines that reveal a wide range of preoccupations, including his family relations. In his poem, Goodnight Kiss, Newman tells of going in to say goodnight to his 10-year-old daughter and concludes,
"When I kissed those sweet, poised lips, a sense of pure joy welled up in me. A moment of rarest beauty hung quivering in the night air, turned and flew away."
In his poem, Things, Newman writes of accumulating objects, a yacht, a second home, another car, and decides,
"No wonder holy men discard all their things before they can feel whole or holy."
Harry Newman sometimes takes his fellow businessmen to task, such as in Success 2.
"I know a 75-year-old millionaire who has a different woman every night, and as he waves his wallet says, 'They love me.'"
Businessman Harry Newman is chairman of Newman Breton Industries in Long Beach, California, and his poems are collected in Behind Pinstripes. With Book Beat, I'm Don Swaim.